Well, my name is Arturo Toledo, and I am a product manager for the Microsoft Web Platform in Redmond. And I'm very happy to be here with you guys again. Yeah, so I'm presenting two sessions, and the first session is UX Superpowers with Expression Blend 4. And basically, in this session, we're going to go through everything that's new in Expression Blend 4. There are really cool things like path listbox, thanks to path layout, which basically allows you to position elements, anything that you want, buttons, controls, images, any other thing, along a custom design path. It can be like a really weird path if you want, and you'll be able to apply that path to elements, arrange them, and create list boxes that are selectable. You can even animate the paths, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to take a look at some of the other features, for example, the support for shapes, new features for sketch flow, et cetera, et cetera. And also in the second portion of that session, I am going to be talking about Windows Phone support inside of Expression Blend. And that's going to be, I think, really interesting for people to see, whether you're a designer or a developer, how easily you can take Blend, and without coding, you can actually put together an entire Windows Phone application. We're going to be creating a very small photo gallery. That's going to be the thing that I'm going to be showing. So some of the top features in Expression Blend that I really love are, like I mentioned a moment ago, path layout. That's just amazing. I think it's a breakthrough. You can use it for so many things, creating custom controls where you in the past would have had to go to a developer, or you as a developer had to code and create an algorithm to position elements and make things work. Now you can literally just draw it and it happens. Another thing that's amazing is the new conditional behaviors. And before coming here, I actually had the chance to sit down with Kirupa and Joanna Mason, both of them program manager for Expression Blend. And Kirupa worked a lot on this, and basically he enabled all the behaviors to have now conditions. So once more, we can see how Expression Blend is taking things further to empower designers to get further in the process of creating an application. Same thing for developers, right? A developer can now quickly select a condition and things happen. So I'm going to be showing a little bit of that in my session as well. Support for shapes. So besides the traditional ellipse, rectangle, line tools that we've had for a long time, now we have a collection of different shapes like stars or polygons, and all the properties of these shapes are animatable. So you can create all sorts of interesting effects. Really good stuff. For example, if you're creating a loader, you could create a ring shape, and then instead of you having to create the shape little by little, like in the past, now you just animate the properties. So there are just so many things that it's kind of hard to go through all of them, but that's a little bit of those are a little bit of my favorite ones. So the reason I think people should take a look at this session in particular is that I understand that out there can be two types of people, right? People who have been playing with Expression for the last 5 years since Expression version 1. We're now in Expression Studio version 4. And so for them, they have seen the Expression grow throughout the years, and I think it'll be very interesting for them to see how we continue to push the tool further and how they are more empowered with this latest version. They already know how to use it, so it'll be very, very easy for them to get started. For people who have not seen the tool, I think this will be also a really good chance for them to see how Expression Blend offers user interface design paradigms that are not common in other tools, and how much we empower designers, particularly with the use of Windows Phone. They will find that targeting a device is very, very simple. And I'm hoping this will get them really excited, and that's why I think they should take a look at this session. So after watching the UX Superpowers with Expression Blend 4 session, I would recommend people to get started with Expression Blend in case they haven't gotten started. The best resource I can think of right now, of course, is the Design Toolbox. So if you go to www.microsoft.com/design/toolbox, you're going to find a really fun environment where you can learn Silverlight and you can learn how to use Expression Blend, and you can create your own avatar, you can collect badges, and that will basically rank you amongst the other people who are participating around the world. We have people from more than 100 countries right now, more than 15,000 students who have joined this kind of virtual school, and they're all having a lot of fun and learning a lot. So that's the best way to get started. And of course, download the trial for Expression Studio 4, get started. And by the way, if you have any ideas, of your dream-like application for Windows Phone, start coding. If you're a designer, partner with a developer. If you're a developer, get a designer. You can, make some money if you put your application out there. And I think this is the right time to get started, before we launch the phone.